Those were the sounds of Ashwini Mishra. He's a Mumbai-based rapper who released a song about the execution of Afzal Guru. Ashwini Mishra, thank you so much for joining us on Kashmir Speaks.
Thank you. My pleasure.
And can you tell us about why you decided to write the song True Lies, Tales of Afzal Guru?
The thing is, on February 9th this year, when Afzal Guru was executed, for a lot of Indians and Kashmiris for that matter, it came as a shock because this case had been fought for many years. There were appeals in the process. There were a number of people, including myself, and very prominent human rights activists, lawyers, etc., who felt that Afzal Guru was being made a patsy, he was being made a scapegoat from a much larger conspiracy. Now that may be true, that might not be true, but the evidence against him, even the Supreme Court admitted, was circumstantial. So there are a lot of us who felt that he definitely shouldn't be getting a death penalty. So there were appeals, there were mercy pleas, and then suddenly the government decided to execute him behind closed doors, without announcing it, without letting his family know. I mean, even if you were to admit to the final verdict, under amnesty laws, you have to let the prisoner meet his family for the last time. You have to inform the family in advance so they have a chance to meet him. So it felt a little cheap. It felt like his family had been cheated of a final chance at closure. So there were a lot of human rights issues there. And beyond that also, the point I make in my song is, you know, I bring out some of the details of the case, because in his confessions, he's mentioned some other people who are in Indian intelligence, but those people were never questioned or never called. So, you know, it's like it's one of those cases which never really got solved. So it's one of those unsolved cases that people haven't really gone into. So, and now we'll never know because his secrets die with him. So apart from that, even if you agree that what happened, that he deserved the final verdict, the way it was done, it felt like his family was denied a chance, not only just to see him, but also to bury him. I mean, under international amnesty laws, once you execute a prisoner, you cease to have any rights over his body. But this is not the first time the Indian state has done that. They did it with Maqbool Bhatt in the 80s, which back then, you know, created a whole surge of anti-state feeling in India, in Kashmir. And you can see the same thing happening with this generation since February. I mean, they're calling it Dark February in Kashmir now, and for good reason. So I just felt, As an Indian, and I've spoken out on Kashmir issues in the past. I'm someone who feels for the issue, who writes for the state atrocities over there. So it felt like something I needed to address as an artist. So that's why I wrote the song.
And Ashwini Mishra, can you tell me a little bit why, as an artist, you focus on human rights issues and what you hope your music to achieve?
Yeah, sure. I'm a protest artist. What I do is not just Kashmir, but for example, currently I'm doing a song on this local group called the Kabir Kala Manch, who are poets, protest poets, who are being arrested for speaking out against the state. So this is what I do. I mean, be it Kashmir, be it the Naxal movement, where people are being picked up on mere suspicion and being thrown in jail for life. So wherever, think of it as Occupy, like we did something called Occupy Golibar yesterday. Golibar is this place where people's homes are being demolished, you know, the democratic rights. So this is what we do. And I guess the idea is using hip hop as a sort of a form of resistance to A, create awareness, because a lot of people, they just believe what the mainstream media tells them. So what we try to do is be a little subversive and tell them things that they won't know otherwise. Because I'm in touch with a lot of citizen journalists, I'm in touch with a lot of people on the ground. So I know few things that the average Indian or the average citizen wouldn't. Because I'm an active activist as well. So I try to use that knowledge and try to, you know, through hip hop, sort of make, put it into a entertaining package. So a larger audience could understand, could be aware of what's happening.
And Ashwini Mishra, as an Indian, how do you feel about what is happening in Kashmir and the Indian occupation of Kashmir?
Very frankly, the only parallel I can think of is how an Israeli would feel about what's happening in Palestine. Because it's pretty much the same thing. If you look at the history of Kashmir, it's the entire idea of Kashmir being Indian land can be disputed, because the Kashmiris never got a chance at self-determination. So I am completely in sympathy with the Kashmiri movement for Azadi. I think if Kashmiris want to form their own country, because they never got a chance at self-determination, I think they should. But more than anything, what I really, really feel strongly about is what our armed forces, what our army and our police is doing in Kashmir today has to stop. The kind of stories I've heard and the people I've met and the things that are happening in Kashmir, if you look at the mass rapes, you know, of 91 in Kunan Poshpura, you look at the massacres in Sopore in 93, to very recently also, there was an attack on a camp, and then later some civilians were killed as retaliation. So there's a lot of, and I'm not sure I want to even blame the army and demonize them. The fact is, across the globe, wherever an area is this militarized, and it's the most militarized zone in the world, you will have this, because armies are not trained to govern, armies are trained to kill, armies are trained to suppress. So that's the nature of military. So, and that's what's happening in Kashmir. So I feel ashamed as an Indian of what we are doing to the Kashmiri people. And as an conscientious citizen, I feel it's my right to speak out, to make my fellow Indians aware, because a lot of us don't know. At a lot of my shows, I have these kids who come up to me and say, but why do you support Pakistan? I said, or why do you support terrorists? And because they've been brainwashed, so then by a lot of what the right-wing media tells them. So then, you know, that's where I feel that it's important for us to really know what's happening as Indians, because a lot of stuff is being done in our name.
And Ashwini Mishra, I've heard from other artists in India, hip-hop artists, that there have been targets of artists who speak out, speak their conscience, speak up for human rights of people around the world. Have you been targeted at all, or have there been negative recourses for the truth and movement that you're speaking and building?
Well, yeah, not as much as some others, to be frank. I mean, I know, for example, MC Cash in Kashmir is literally underground now for the kind of work he does. Because a lot of my music till this song was more about issues of tribals or issues of Naxals, which isn't as much on the radar. So I get a lot of hate mail, but nothing official. But after the Afzal Guru song, I had a conversation with someone in the CBI, nothing intimidatory, but just to get an idea of what it is that I do. So there is, I am on a radar. That's what, as of now, you know, nobody's tried to shut me down. Definitely there is a watch. Anyone who starts talking about these things on a large enough level, they put you on a list, and that's part and parcel of the game, I guess.
And Ashwini Mishra, for our listeners out there that want to hear your music, check you out, stay connected. I know that they can download True Lies, Tales of Afsal Guru from SoundCloud. Is there any other way to follow the work that you're doing?
Yeah, so again, this is a classic self-promotion moment, but I'm on Twitter. So I can be followed at the rate of AlistRap. That's A-L-I-S-T-R-A-P. So any updates about...
What's your Twitter handle one more time?
AlistRap. That's A-L-I-S-T-R-A-P.
Okay. Beautiful.
Yeah. So I update any new music, and all my music is for free download because it's protest music. It's meant to be spread. So I put up the links over there. People can get my music off SoundCloud. Same soundcloud.com/AlistRap, and I have a Facebook page as well, facebook.com/AlistRap. So yeah, that's how people can come check me out, check my music out. And if you're ever in India, then you know the updates to the shows and the gigs are there as well, so you can come by and catch a set sometime. But yeah, so that's where you can catch my music.
Great. Well, thanks so much for joining us on Londa Bajita on Kashmir Speaks. And keep it up. We look forward to hearing more from you. Maybe sometime you'll tour the U.S. and stop by and meet with us in studio.
Yeah, that'll be awesome.
Great. All right. Thank you so much, Ashwini Mishra.
Thank you. Goodbye.